Welcome to Mindful Elevation for another energy elevator, a tool to refuel and learn. Feel free to listen at your own pace and in your own space. Thanks for tapping into today's practice. Welcome back to Mindful Elevation for this week's energy elevator. Today, instead of going down the path of meditation and breathing exercises, I wanted to share some psychoeducation. After all, May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. So today I wanted to review 5 different defense mechanisms that you may use in your life. Now, the reason I want to talk about defense mechanisms is to gain awareness, because we can use defense mechanisms all the time. However, if we're not aware that we're using a defense mechanism, then there is no opportunity for improved behavior. So first, let's dive right into it. What is a defense mechanism? Well, a defense mechanism is a psychological strategy that are unconsciously used to protect a person from some kind of uncomfortable feeling or thought. According to Freudian theory, defense mechanisms involve a distortion of reality so that we are better able to cope with the situation. So let's start with the first well-known defense mechanism, denial. Denial is not just a river in Egypt. Okay, so now that that joke's out of the way, what is denial? Denial is not even acknowledging that a problem or a thought or emotion exists. Denial involves blocking external events from awareness. So if a situation is just too much for someone to handle, they don't even acknowledge it. They refuse to experience it. I like to think about denial in terms of the stages of change, because denial and pre-contemplation, which is the first stage, goes hand in hand. Just to quickly review, the stages of change include pre-contemplation, where you don't even think there's a problem, contemplation, which you start to think there's a problem, preparation, where you start preparing to change, but you are not actually in the process of changing. Next is action stage, where you're doing the thing. And then next is maintenance, where you're maintaining that change. So when we think about denial, you are in pre-contemplation mode. The problem does not exist. But of course, denial is just trying to protect you. If you refuse to acknowledge that a problem is happening, then you won't feel the uncomfortable emotions associated with it. However, we must learn to acknowledge and accept situations so that we can then process and cope. The next defense mechanism I want to explore is called regression. Now, when we think about regression, this is going back into a childlike state. We often might see this in terms of wanting our blankie or a stuffed animal. We might suck our thumbs or wet the bed, or maybe in a conflict, you might throw a tantrum, or you might give the silent treatment. The way I like to view regression is that it's really our inner child just trying to help us get through an uncomfortable situation or emotion. That inner child wants us to feel that comfort the way that we were able to be comforted in a much simpler time, when it was so much easier to just wrap ourselves in our blankie or to suck our thumb. It was so much easier back then to cope before we knew what being an adult was. So when we're experiencing regression, again, it's done unconsciously, but it's really our inner child just trying to help us cope. And so we can practice gratitude for our inner child while also practicing awareness of our behaviors and learning how to cope in the current moment with our current skill set. A third defense mechanism I want to review is called repression. Repression is an unconscious mechanism employed by the ego to keep disturbing or threatening thoughts from becoming conscious. In other words, these are the thoughts and feelings and memories that we shove so far down that we can't even access them. I tend to think of those stereotypical scenes in movies where someone's in a therapist office and they go, "Oh my gosh, that's right, this did happen to me. I can't believe I forgot about it all these years." Sometimes memories are so painful that our brain tries to protect us by ridding it from memory altogether. Now, the difference between denial and repression is that denial is simply rejecting that something ever happened, while repression is knowing that it happened, but forgetting about it out of a defense. I hope that makes sense. A fourth defense mechanism I want to review is called displacement. Now, displacement is putting your emotions that are meant for one target onto a different target. And you do so because showing your emotions and expressing angry, upset, disappointed emotions onto one target could cause some kind of repercussion. For example, someone had a really bad day at work. Their boss yelled at them, wrote them up, whatever it may be. But that person doesn't want to express all of their frustration and embarrassment back to the boss out of possible consequence. So instead, they go home and they yell at their partner. This is not acceptable. However, this happens unconsciously. And so again, I say, the more awareness we have into our behaviors, the better chance we have at changing our behaviors. Someone once said to me the quote, "Awareness, awareness, awareness, change." And so we need three times as much, if not more, awareness before the behavior change can actually happen. So be aware if you are experiencing any angry or uncomfortable emotions towards one thing, and instead putting it on someone you love, a pet, or a wall. The best thing to do when you feel these emotions is to cope with them and process them, not to displace them onto someone or something else. Last but not least, I want to go over projection. Projection is one of my favorite defense mechanisms because it happens all the time. Projection involves individuals attributing their own thoughts, feelings, and motives within themselves onto another person. I also want to share a quote by Yogi Bhajan that goes, "If you are willing to look at another person's behavior towards you as a reflection of the state of their relationship with themselves, rather than a statement about your value as a person, then you will, over a period of time, cease to react at all." Well, if that doesn't explain projection, I don't know what does. Not only can you be aware of your own projection towards others, but you can even be aware of others' possible projection towards you. Just remember that everyone's actions are a reflection of their own relationship with themselves. I will be sharing more defense mechanism psychoeducation in following episodes. Maybe take some time over the next few days to check in if you're using any of the following defense mechanisms: denial, repression, regression, displacement, or projection. Maybe journal about it. See how you could have responded differently. And remember, don't beat yourself up if you're aware of using a defense mechanism and still have trouble changing your behavior. Awareness, 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 change. Thanks for tapping in to today's episode. Thanks for tapping in to today's episode. If you love Mindful Elevation, please share the love by following and sharing. If you would like to learn more about Elevate Counseling, you can find us online at elevate-counseling.com. Follow us on Instagram at elevate_counseling_services. Find us on Facebook at Elevate Counseling Services, or check out our YouTube channel with the handle at elevate-counseling. New episodes of Mindful Elevation will be released every last Monday of the month. Energy elevators are released every Monday, where I teach energy psychology techniques and tools you can implement into your daily practice. Until then, keep grounding, keep healing, keep growing. Stay mindful.